From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama and the First Lady will travel to Fort Hood in Texas today to meet with the families of the victims of last week's shootings there. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the president's trip was planned for the convenience of the families of the victims who are coming in from all over the country.
The president will meet with families of those that lost a loved one last week, as well as speak to the larger memorial that will take place at the base and address a community obviously saddened and stricken by the events of last week.
The White House is deferring all questions about the investigation of the shooting to the FBI, saying only that the president is determined to find out why this happened and to make sure it never happens again. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Senior U.S. officials say the Justice Department and Defense Department have agreed that the man believed to have opened fire at Fort Hood, Army Major Nadal Hassan, should be tried in military court. 12 soldiers and one civilian died in Thursday's shootings and 29 people were injured. The FBI is now looking into how it handled early information it received about Hassan. Nearly a year ago, terrorism investigators conducted what they describe as an assessment of him and decided he posed no threat. Officials say he had been under review because of communications with a person believed to have radical Islamist views. Convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad is scheduled to be executed tonight by lethal injection, barring a last-minute grant of clemency by Virginia's governor. Muhammad masterminded and took part in a series of killings in the greater Washington, D.C. area about 7 years ago. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Muhammad was convicted in the October 2002 death of Dean Myers, who was shot at a Manassas, Virginia gas station. It was one of 10 murders in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia that fall connected to Muhammad and his then-teenaged accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo. The pair traveled the region in a beat-up car that had been modified to allow them to fire a high-powered rifle from the trunk unseen. Muhammad was sentenced to death, Malvo sentenced to life in prison for another of the murders. Muhammad's attorneys lost a bid to get the Supreme Court to stay the execution. Muhammad, who's now 48, will be executed at 9 p.m. at the Greensville Correctional Center. Virginia Governor Tim Kaine is not expected to grant clemency. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The tropical depression that was Tropical Storm Ida is moving inland in Alabama and is expected to turn east and follow the Florida Panhandle. The big concern in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida is flooding as rain from the slow-moving storm drenches the region. Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 2 points at 10,225. The Nasdaq Composite Index down 6 at 2147. This is NPR News. Pakistani officials say a bomb exploded at a crowded intersection in a northwestern town today and killed at least 20 people. It's the third attack of its kind in as many days as the Pakistani army continues a military campaign against militants. Seattle police say they now have more conclusive evidence against a man accused of killing a police officer late last month. They are calling the suspect a domestic terrorist. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
On Friday, Seattle police announced they'd found the man they believe shot two officers who were sitting in a parked squad car on Halloween. One of those officers died on the spot, and the police called it an assassination. Their suspect is 41-year-old Christopher Monfort, a man who'd studied criminal justice and sometimes drove what appeared to be a retired police cruiser. Police also believe Monfort was responsible for the October 22nd firebombing of several vacant police cars. Now, Assistant Police Chief Jim Pugel says there's more physical evidence backing up that accusation.
We've now conclusively determined that the DNA from the bombing scene, the homicide scene, and from Mr. Manford that was collected on Friday all match.
The suspect is in the hospital in serious condition after being shot by police outside his apartment on Friday. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Waiting times at emergency rooms in the U.S. are getting longer. A study by researchers at Yale University finds that in 2006, fewer than half of patients judged to need care within a quarter hour of their arrival times at emergency rooms received it. That compares to 59% who received care on time in 1997. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.